Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are the people, the sheep of His pastures. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I decided this morning to just step aside from the Gospel of John for this one Sunday, simply to just take a few minutes and give thanks to the Lord our God for His goodness, for who He really is. For many years, Mary Lou and I enjoyed two Thanksgivings, one here at home and one in Florida, mainly because our son and his wife lived in Florida and our grandkids lived there. And today, with the present hurricane situation that Jan mentioned, we are very thankful that they're not there. Although they still own a house there, and we received word yesterday that the house has stood. But it was in the center of the storm. If you've ever had an opportunity to celebrate Thanksgiving in the States, one of the things that really disturbs me, one of the trends that I've noticed down there, is I don't think anybody actually celebrates Thanksgiving. Anybody been down there on Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving? A few. Okay. So, Camber, what do you remember what they celebrate besides Black Friday? Well, they do. They do. Did anyone really wish you a happy Thanksgiving? You weren't really into it. Well, what I've heard over and over and over again is Happy Turkey Day. You ever heard that? Happy Turkey Day. They have all kinds of pictures of pumpkins and pilgrims and natives and harvest and all that stuff. But the reality is, it's Happy Turkey Day. It's a time when everybody has way more turkey than what they actually should eat. And then they laze around and watch football. I think everybody celebrates Happy Turkey Day except the turkeys. Now, the President of the United States, every Thanksgiving, reprieves two turkeys from the pot. And I guess it's those two turkeys that really have a Happy Turkey Day. Here's a picture of Obama. And I don't know what he's doing there. It's like he's blessing the meal, but then he's going to let it go, I guess. But that turkey was last year's turkey. His name is Abe. And I don't get that at all. But the thing I want you to consider this morning is, what does it really mean to you? When we talk about Thanksgiving, what does it really mean? You can take him off there. Yeah. What does it really mean to you? Because it has to be more than just about stuffing yourself with turkey. What does it look like when we just push the pause button for a few minutes and offer thanks? The psalmist that we've just read wrote, "Shout to the Lord, all the earth." And when you consider the beauty of creation, you know, we live in an amazing place. We live with beauty all around us. And I think you'd almost have to be blind to not recognize the splendor of God in the center of it. One of my favorite things, one of the things that I love to do, is to get out on a dark night and just enjoy the stars. And when Marie Enns was here a few weeks ago with the group from Cambodia, After everything was wrapped up, she came into our house, and the first thing she said was, "Will you show me the Big Dipper?" So, the Big Dipper for me is sort of an anchor as well. Okay, when I, no matter where I go, I kind of look for the Big Dipper, and then I know which direction I'm facing. Okay? Maybe that sounds weird, but that, for Marie, it had that same type of significance. So we walked out, it was a starry night, we walked out on our deck, and there was the Big Dipper right there. And then she said, come here, you guys, come here, I want to show you something. And she gathered all the kids out there and said, you see those stars over there? You see how that kind of shape? And she pointed, because apparently they live so far in the southern hemisphere that you can't see the Big Dipper. And for Marie, coming from Saskatchewan, being a prairie girl, this had significance for her. And, you know, bless her heart, she's 82 years old, and she just wanted to see the Big Dipper again. A couple of weeks ago, when my brother and sister-in-law were here, we went for a drive around 10 o'clock at night. And we stood and we watched the Northern Lights. And honestly, it was kind of neat because we've been wanting to see them. And we've, you know, I don't know how many times we've gone out and we've looked and they haven't been there. And I got a text from Carrie, and he said, oh, you should look towards Misery Mountain, and the Northern Lights are right over there. So we went out in the backyard first and looked, and then we thought, okay, we've got to get away from all the lights. So we went for a drive, and we were out for about an hour. And thank you, Carrie. I really appreciated that little trigger there. That was great. If you get a chance, sometime today, or maybe tomorrow, many of you are off, take a drive. Look at the variety of colors that are around you. Look at the splendor of this God whose imagination is so much more than ours. Listen to the song in the river. Like, just take a few minutes and listen to it. And believe me, I'm not a tree hugger, so don't get me wrong here. But I love listening to the wind in the trees. I love listening to the flocks of birds going over. And you've got different birds up here than what we had back in Ontario. And so there's sometimes I have to ask somebody, what is that? Because I don't recognize it. And I didn't know that herons fly in a V formation. And I'm not used to swans and that sort of thing. So it's different, and I really enjoy it. The earth shouts of the majesty of God, and we're the crowning achievement of all creation. That being the case, how much more shouldn't we shout to the Lord? Shouldn't we be filled with joy? Shouldn't we be filled with wonderment of who this God is? Shouldn't that joy permeate all that we are? Shouldn't that joy be something that defines us, an outflow of our hearts? There should be energy, excitement, there should be movement, there should be noise, there should be the joy of the Lord in our celebration, in all that we do. That's what Thanksgiving is about. Coming into the presence of God, praising Him for His glory, for His majesty, for His splendor. And I think when we recognize that, it should stir up deep emotions within us, who this God is, that to think that He pours out His love on me, it's amazing. From eternity past, to the present, to eternity future, He is God. And He oversees all. Everything we have is a gift from Him. He loans it to us for a while. Just for a little while. And then He receives the loan back. I was reminded of this the other day when I was watching something on Right Now Media. And they said that there is not one drop of water. Just think about this. Just kind of let your imagination roll for a second. They said there is not one drop of water today that was not in existence at the moment of creation. That glass of water that you'll have later on today with lunch, that glass of water, those drops of water, were in existence at the moment God spoke. The water you're drinking was formed. And on the second day, He caused it to separate between earth and sky. There was a separation. And then on the third day, He gathered the water into one place that's called the sea, so that dry land could appear. But there's not one drop of water that falls from the sky, that flows through the river, or that's in your glass, that was not in existence at the moment of creation. And you know, when you stop and think about that, blows me away. This is who this God is. All life is in existence because of that. And it's amazing. Now, I got a question for you. How many of you remember where you were on November the 29th last year? Come on, you guys. November the 29th. Yes, you do. Where were you, Shannon?
We were standing in the golden house.
Oh, that would really suck. Anyway. Okay. I shouldn't have said that. Sure. Okay, let me give you a hint of where you might have been on November the 29th last year. Does that mean anything to you? Now, do you remember where you were on November the 29th? It was a Sunday. Was anybody in Winnipeg? No? Was anybody glued to a TV set? Okay. Who are the Edmonton Eskimo fans in this room? Oh, man. I am taken back. I thought I was striking a home run on this one. I figured you guys would all be Eskimo fans. No. You're Rider fans? Okay, we have one. Okay. BC Lions? Really? I thought I knew you guys. I really did. Okay. Well, Tanya wore her Eskimo jersey in that day. Remember, for church? I'd never seen anybody wear a football jersey to church before, but yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I kind of went on this. But, you know, we get so revved up at games. Maybe you guys don't. I don't know. But for me, it's the Senators. The Red Blacks, I'll never understand the name. But, you know, I am a diehard Senators fan. I confess that. And I love going to the games. It's going to be a while before I see them play again. But you know, the crowd goes crazy. Just absolutely nuts. They get excited over a little tube-shaped ball or a disc. Oh, good, you can take him down too. You know, we get so excited and the wave starts and, you know, whatever's going on. And yet, when we look at the awesomeness, is that a word? That the amazing, awesome God that we serve, and His provision, and His majesty, and who He is, our gratitude should outshout any football game. It should. It should be just something that defines who we are. It's the thing that is in our heart should be the outflow of our lips. Do you guys agree with me on this, or you're really quiet? You know, I can remember when I was a kid, some of the old timers, they were not embarrassed to raise their hands. They were not embarrassed to shout for joy. They were not embarrassed to share whoever would listen for what the Lord had done in their lives. And you know, that is who I believe we should be, a people who want to tell someone about this God of the universe. That's what our worship is all about. When we come before God, our praise, our acknowledgement of what He's done. I am so grateful. And I could just preach on what God has done in my own life. And from time to time, I will share that with you. I think we should loosen up a little. This is the Creator. This is our Redeemer. This is our Protector, our Savior, our Friend. He should be the object of our affection and our love, because one day, we will stand before His throne and we will celebrate who He is, because He is our coming King. That's who this God is. And if you are known by Him on that day, believe me, your worship is not going to look like this. It's not. Your worship is going to look like this, and you will be prostrate before His throne. This is who this God is. And He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our adoration. This right here is simply a dress rehearsal for all of eternity. For what He has done in our lives. Again, the psalmist wrote, "Praise the Lord, praise God for in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens, praise Him for His acts of power, praise Him for His surpassing greatness, praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet, praise Him with the harp and the lyre, praise Him with tambourine and dancing, praise Him with the strings and the flute, praise Him with the clash of cymbals, praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord." Amen. And, you know, I am so looking forward to the noise of this Celtic revival next weekend. Because we are going to see praise in ways that we have never even encountered. At least I have never encountered before. And I'm looking forward to it. It's not about being one of those crazy charismatic people. This is the worship of the redeemed. This is the worship of those who were once in bondage and set free. That's what this is all about. And He deserves our praise. Praise Him wherever you are, with the trumpet, with the brass instruments, with the harp, the lyre, all the stringed instruments, with the tambourine, with all percussion, with the flute, with the wind instruments, with dancing, with our bodies, with all that we are, with all that our breath, with all of our speech, with all of our song. Praise the Lord. Our God is worthy of our praise. The outflow of our heart. But it's also a determination of our will. I will praise Him. The psalmist said, "I will exalt, I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips." I have to surrender my will to His. And when I surrender my will to His, amazing things happen. I acknowledge the freedom of who He is. The word exalt means to extol and worship. I'm sorry, the word extol means to exalt and worship. Not just when you feel like it. Not just when the conditions are right. Because you know something? The reality is there are times when the conditions are not right. There are times when I just kind of feel oppressed. And it's those times when the praise of my lips just lifts me beyond. How well do you think it would go over if your spouse told you that you loved them as long as you felt like it? You know, you're up here at the front and you turn to each other and say, "I will, I will, I will, as long as I feel like it." It's kind of like saying, "I want an escape clause in this whole deal." That doesn't fly. "I will till death I do part." Yeah, it doesn't work when you say, "I'm sorry, honey, I had a bad day. The traffic was a killer. The boss was breathing down my neck. I'm sorry, I just do not love you today." No. I will. I will. And the way we demonstrate our love for God. There are times when you may not simply feel like it. There are times when the honeymoon maybe isn't quite as sweet as what you'd like it to be. But it's always those times when we need to come before Him and just pause for a moment and say, I will, I will, I will. I will praise You. I will give You thanksgiving for what You've done in my life. You know, our memories produce thanksgiving. When we stop and consider, stop and remember what the Lord has done. You know, sometimes we have to just go back just a little bit. And we look at our lives and we think, you know, a year, 2 years ago, 6 months ago, whatever it was, I was over here. And you know something? I see a progression that God is doing in my life. I see something new, something fresh, something amazing that He's doing in my life. When we can put those marks in the sand, I really believe that it should be a point of our shouting, of our thankfulness, of our thanksgiving for all that He is. Not Turkey Day. Mm-mm. It's a day of surrender, a day of thanksgiving. Stop and consider where you might be right now if it were not for the activity of God in your life. I can only imagine where I would be. And it would not be pretty. Remember what God has done. Memory clarifies that perspective. You've done the 40 days of purpose here, right? Have you? Okay, Rick Warren's book, 40 Days of Purpose, it starts with, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about me. Our lives are about accomplishing the purposes of God. The thing that is absolutely amazing, that, you know, just sink your teeth into this for a minute. The God of the universe, the God of creation, the God who redeemed me, the God who died on a cross for me, wants to intersect and be involved in my life. Now, you've heard that before. But have you really, really considered it? This God is amazing. He reaches out to us. 1 John 4 says, this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He loved me that much. He loved me that much. I am blessed. I am free. And I continue to praise Him for what He's done. What are those blessings? What are those blessings this afternoon that I'm going to ask you to just take a few minutes and give thanks to God for? The psalmist wrote, give thanks to the Lord. And when we say thanks, it acknowledges all that He has done in my life. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Every good and perfect gift comes from Him. You see, our praise, our thanksgiving truly is the song of the redeemed. As we leave today, let's leave with praise and thanksgiving for who God is, for what He has done, and for what He continues to do in our lives. I'm going to ask the worship team if they'll come up and just gather with me right now. You see, friends, this isn't Turkey Day. This isn't about just... It is about getting together with friends and family and enjoying each other. It's about remembering the blessings that we have. It's giving thanksgiving to the provider of every good thing that we have. It's not Turkey Day, but it is Thanksgiving. And I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving. Remember our provider today as we sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Let's stand and sing, shall we?